You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
Yeah, we're back with another episode.
Yeah, 1 week after Jack left the building, how did we recover this week?
What?
I'm still in shock.
What? I didn't even expect you to say, I thought you were going to say that you're COVID. Well, you didn't have COVID.
I even forgot about that. Yeah, I pinged up on the app. It was after an event I went to on Sunday, which was very, very packed. And yeah, it told me to self-isolate, but I had my test and everything and negative.
Oh, we thank the Lord. On a Thursday afternoon.
Yes.
Wait, you've not recovered from... I didn't even know you was nervous last week.
Yeah, you know when I just had to relax myself. I just said, you know what? That part of Jasmine has to die.
For not now. Die? Oh my God. I didn't even know this. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm so happy. I'm so happy we did it. I'm so happy. Like, it was a good... episode as well.
Yeah, it was good.
People loved it. So
yeah, you guys have
I'm
been
really
so
happy
lovely.
About that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all the support. Yeah, it's been mad. But yeah, how are you feeling this week?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, so guys, just in case you're wondering, why are you not in the studio with Brent? It's because because Jazz got pinged. We had to self isolate, so that's why we're doing it from our perspective homes. We never spoke about Issa Rae and her getting married.
Oh yeah, we didn't.
Do you know
what? Those pictures were beautiful.
Absolutely. I think she's just gorgeous. Like, she's just so peng. So if anyone doesn't know, Issa Rae, who is the writer and actor in her own show called Insecure, it's a HBO show. She's amazing. Go check out her stuff. But anyways, she, like, if you know Issa Rae, if you like are a fan of hers, you would know she has a husband. She has a boyfriend, but she doesn't really put him out there. Like, and it's not really been something that anyone's been fussed about. Like, it's just like, okay, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like, anyways. So she gets married, right? I think I even heard that she was engaged. I don't know. I think maybe I don't. Sometimes I'm like, did I hear that through somebody I know in the industry, or did I just hear that through? So she put the caption for her. She got married at, when did she get married? She got married 22nd of July. She wore this amazing Vera Wang dress, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. She said an impromptu photo shoot in a custom Vera Wang dress. My girls came out to help me, but they all coincidentally had on the same dress. They were so embarrassed. Then I took some flicks
so
with somebody's husband. And then she said, shout out to insert the wedding organizer thing. And was it in south of France? I think it was. And for a few days, people were confused, like, did she get married? Did she not get married? Do you know what's so funny? So I follow one of the MUAs that does her makeup. Well, not that did her makeup, but did the bride's makeup. The bridesmaid's makeup. And she put it on her private story. Like, this was like a few days before. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. I was like, Issa Rae's getting married. But then I was like, I don't want to tell anybody because what if this is Issa on the show?
Okay.
So I was like, what if I spoil it for people? Spoiler. Yeah, because I was going to message you, but I was like, what if I literally spoil Insecure for Jazz? But then I was like, is this person not spoiling Insecure for me? but then I was like, okay, but don't say anything, just keep on watching, just see. Then she was like, you know, impromptu photo shoot. And then I was snooping on Yvonne's page and Jay, who plays, I think his name's called Jay, who plays Lawrence, and they were at South of France as well. And I was like, okay, so it looks like she's getting married. But anyways, a lot of people are like, did she get married? Did she not get married? And then, but the conversation really was, this is how I'm going to flex on you hoes. This is how I'm going to drop that I got married.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think anybody cares about you. No offense.
I love the way Issa Rae did it, but I just think, why is it that whenever stuff like this happens, people on the timeline anyway, they seem to have this sort of fetish with,
oh my God,
oh, see, no one's gonna know that I'm getting married until, you know, I show up with my ring. And then I'm like, I actually don't give a fuck.
No one cares. Like, we want to see the ring.
Exactly. I'll even congratulate you.
I can't believe this, Jazz. Like, Jazz, I was seeing bare people be like, that's how I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna say it's a photo shoot. Well, now you're saying it's a photo shoot. Now we're gonna know what it is. Because Issa's done it. But it just made me think, it wasn't like we thought she was single. We knew she had someone. So you lot being like, that's how I'm going to do it. Or it's the I'm not posting him until he put a ring on my finger. The thing is, yeah, if people want to live that way, cool. But a part of me is like, why?
Yeah, I don't get it.
No, it's more of a case like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, why? Why must it be, the ring must be on the finger for them to reach the gram? Or I don't know why the whole thing, but just seeing people's reactions, I was like, or people who didn't really know Issa were like, oh, we didn't even know she had a man. Bang, see her in the wedding dress. Yeah, we didn't know she had a man, and maybe she has a private life. Like, also, some people aren't doing it in a, like, I really love that point you made about being fetishy with it. Like, people love to have a private, like, people obsessed with having a private life, like, but not literally having a private life. Yeah. Obsessed with people knowing that they have a private life. Like, you know those people who are like, I'm so private, like,
telling people
I'm gonna cut everybody off. Yeah. I'm gonna cut everybody off in 5 days, so 5 to 6 days I'm gonna cut everybody off.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm, blah blah. And you're thinking, why are you, people that cut you off, you never know. But I just found it so crazy that people were so like, this is how I'm gonna do it, like, this is the way to do it. And I'm like, like, I don't know, guys. And also I don't think Issa has that fetish that y'all have. Like, I think she's just, I got married to my mans. I said it was a photo shoot because I'm funny. I'm literally a comedian.
Yeah, announced it in a jokey way,
I think that's literally what she did. I don't think it was what you lot were thinking, where it's like secretive, you know, da-da-da-da sort of thing. Because if you know Issa and you're a fan of hers, if you went onto her friends' pages, you would have seen the wedding.
Yeah, it's true. I don't get it. It's like people love to announce that they're private, and I'm just like, honestly, like, just be private in private. Do you get what I mean? Like, I don't need to hear all your shit that goes along with it.
It's the face. It's a no face, no case. Which, do you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, do you know what, guys? I would love to hear you lots of opinions. I would really love to hear your lots of opinions. I get being private. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's the wanting people to know, like, look at me, I'm so private, you don't know anything about me, but bam, I'm gonna hit you in the face with the wedding. It's like, why do you need to hit me in the face with it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about Issa, I'm talking about other people who wanted. It's like, why? Are you trying to get a one up on me? Or are you trying to, what are you trying to do? I'm still confused. Like, I wish I understood. So if you lot understood that mindset of the, I wanna move in secret, you know, it was the real G's move with, what's it, real G's move in lasagna. Have you heard that saying?
What?
Have you heard that saying?
No. What, because the G is silent?
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly why.
Oh my
gosh. Yep.
What an odd saying.
Yep.
I'm finished.
I've said it wrong. Wow, no, I'm such an idiot. It's actually, wow, so firstly it came from a Lil Wayne song, so sorry. Let me put it all on the right path, sorry. It's real G's move in silence like lasagna.
Ah,
and that's from okay. 6 foot, 7 foot by Lil Wayne. You know the song on the...
6 foot?
Yeah. The Cut Off Five? Cut Off Five? No, Cut Off Four album, I think it is.
Wow, bless you for trying to guess which one it was.
I don't know. You know, because you know the
honestly, new... Honestly, someone would... Even if they paid me £1 million, I wouldn't be able to
tell. You know the numeric, the Roman numbers. Is that?
Yeah.
I remember thinking when I was a kid. I remember this correctly. It's got him on the cover with his like a graduation hat, and the number. I'm pretty sure it's like one, but V. What one V? Let me even Google. Hey Siri.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, no, I don't even have to ask you what that is. Don't worry, Siri. Oh, I don't even know. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Siri. Don't worry about it.
I was actually wondering as I was like, what are Vic's going to ask Siri?
1V? Oof. Did it teach us that in school?
Yeah, I think they did briefly, but it's one thing I never got my head around. I think all I know is that X is 10. That's all I know.
Some people have it as clocks.
Yeah, that will just confuse the hell out of me.
I think we have one in my house, but it's literally for aesthetics. It's literally for...
Yeah, I know
we have broken clocks in my house. Literally aesthetics.
Nah, I legit know them ones.
On that wavelength for private, there was a woman, I don't know if you saw it, who... post her man online, but she cuts off the head. So she cuts off the head and she cuts off the hands in Photoshop. And
hands as well.
She has. And no, I didn't even know, I didn't even see the hands. It was other people that pointed it out to me. When I saw the head, the thing is, it's like, please don't post. Just don't post, because now I'm scared. Because when I scroll and I see headless, I'm terrified.
Yeah, what? I don't like that.
They should got rid of the hands. I just think, man.
I just think, what is the point then? Like, Just post your solo pic and done. Bella, please, can you leave my wigs?
Oh, my days.
This cat is obsessed with my hair, man.
Oh, no.
So annoying. Now she's looking at me.
Maybe she wants a wig. Maybe she wants a barb.
She wants hair.
She wants hair. I'm dead. Exactly. And she don't like being naked all the time.
Yeah, man. She's always, like, trying to reach my wigs. It's so annoying.
If you guys don't know, Jazz has a... What is the breed, Jazz? Naked mole rat cat?
I've finished. Yeah, a hairless cat sphinx.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. That was not what I meant to say. Sorry. That was rude.
I was like, whoa, drag. Naked mole rat cat.
Sorry. I think that's from Kim Possible. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm actually finished. Oh, I'm actually sweating.
Also, Jazz, have you seen that unprovoked white celebrities are telling us that they don't bath?
Yeah, what is this about? But I'm also angry at these media outlets as well, because why are they encouraging it? It's like they've all decided, like, yep, whenever we get a celeb in the building, let's just ask them if they wash.
Do you buff?
But do you know who I blame for it?
Who?
Oh, you know what? I'm not going to say
it. No, I say it, Jazz. Drag them today.
No, because I thought it was Nicole Scherzinger, but I realised it's Naya Rivera, and I was like, I don't want to talk about someone that's died.
Oh, okay. Oh, God, let me... Okay.
Yeah.
Did she not buff?
Yeah. She was the first one that started saying, like, she...
It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie.
She was. She was. She started this whole thing.
It's a lie.
A few years ago.
I even think she... What is she? She's, I swear she's, like, Cuban or... I can't remember. Yeah, but I feel like those are the kind of households who will be like, get up and bath, my friend. I can't imagine them being like, no. But, so what celebrity, Jazz? That's my question to you. What white celebrity would come out today and say, hey, I don't bath, y'all? Would you be like, why the fuck have you done that? Because now I hate you.
What, so you're saying which celeb would surprise me if they said they didn't bath?
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
I can tell you mine. Mine's Hilary Duff. If I heard that Hilary Duff went bathing, I would be like, sis.
I hate to tell you, Rick, but I feel like she's a...
No, no.
Twice a week, babe.
No, she's not.
I feel like she's a twice a week, babe.
No, she's not. She's twice a day, actually. Twice a day. Do you know... I've said this before, but do you know why this whole thing annoys me? Because you lot have... You lot have sexy baths. You lot have... You know them baths where... And I'm going to get this in God's name.
I have space.
Space. You know they have this bath thing where they have a niche where you put all your ingredients... Not ingredients, your bath stuff in the niche. It's like a box in your shower, Jazz. Have you seen that before?
Okay.
It's like built in. It's like built into the tiles.
Oh.
Let me see if there's another word
like
for it.
I get what you mean. Like a coven or something.
Yes, like that. They have that. They have big ones. They have the extreme pressure shower. They've got the showers that come at you different. I remember Kylie showed a shower and it was coming from seven angles. Yeah. You can wash your hair and your pussy at the same time.
Actually, that's a good point. I think Kylie, them lot, I think if they said that they didn't bath often, it would disturb me.
But no offense,
especially because their partners are black usually.
Oh, I don't think that changes anything.
Really?
Because if you think about it, I don't think they're.
But if you're appropriating everything else, can you at least appropriate how often we bath?
Do you know why I don't believe that? Because why wouldn't their partner say to them, "Yo, sweetie, hold on with the fake tan. Yo, sweetie, hold on with the fake lips." So it's buffing is what they're gonna cross. Is gonna stop them. And I don't think they mind.
But you know what? I feel like with black people, hygiene is like one of our what's it called, make or breaks.
Mm.
I feel like that is one thing where all of us would be like, nah.
Mm.
I can't
even physically leave the house without bathing. Like, and I have one of those baths where, those showers where if the hot water goes, it's cold. And I'm going to have to firm the cold. And the fact for me is like, yeah, people don't wash their armpits at least. Like, scrub. Yeah, and sometimes, cold water, scrub, scrub, scrub. I firm that cold water and I get the fuck out. At least everything is clean.
Yeah.
Because I feel guilty if I'm coming up to you, my pussy is not clean. And you can just smell, you can just take a whiff, brah, in your face. You think, shit! Is that fair? Is that fair?
What is wrong with you, please?
A lot.
I'm dead.
I just think it's not fair. I just don't think it's fair.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel comfortable. But you know, that also used to disturb me. Like, when I watched American TV, like, obviously, we have some American listeners, so forgive me, I'm not trying to be offensive. But when they wake up, it's almost like they just about brush their teeth and they leave the house. So it's like...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At what point are they barfing?
I don't really know, to be honest. So is it the media's fault? Is it the media for not showing us a true representation of what a...
Yeah. And it's like, I think when I was younger, I went, my American cousins came over here, actually, and they were only bathing at night. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, some people do that.
Bathing once a day. But I still, like, I would feel very unclean if I didn't...
Do you know
if
what?
I only bathed at night.
I can't lie. I adopted that bath at night. I don't know where we got it from. I started to do it with my mum. Started to do it with us. I don't know when she was doing night shifts. Then I clocked, I'm smelling in the morning. Like, even now, like, if I go gym and I shower at night, yeah, and I wake up, I don't smell that bad, yeah, but I still have to bath because it's still... But
there's a little, yeah.
The thing is, I don't know about everybody else, but I know about me. I have tropical BO. Let me tell you, I have tropical. It's unfair to other people. I have tropical.
Why are you calling it tropical?
Because it's tropical. Like, it's, but it's not nice. It's like expired drink. It's dis- disgusting. Like, is actually repulsive. And the fact that I could just be in the premise of others with no bath, I feel like that's not fair. Because do you know what it is with my tropical BO? Not even deodorant can cover it. If I've not bathed, deodorant is not preventing it. Because that's, do you know what happens? Do you know what happens? The deodorant and the tropical BO now it intertwines. Mixes. Then you're thinking, like, does she smell bad or does she not smell bad? It does, and that's even worse because now people are, no.
They're unsure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually crying.
I remember one time. I remember one time though, like, even there was one time where I was late for work and I didn't have time to bath. Do you know what I did?
Mm.
I went into, and I had to get this train. If I got this train, I would be late, and I couldn't be late anymore. Remember, my boss told me, you can't be late anymore, you've been late too many times, blah blah blah. So got to work.
Oh, no.
There was a shower for our gym. Luckily there was a gym at work. Okay. Just went to go and shower there. I said, yeah. I came in, I popped in, I said hello, dropped my bags, went to go and shower, came back.
To show your face, yeah.
Because I was like, no, there's no way. There's no bloody... And I remember when I used to work somewhere else, some guy used to come in and just shower.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like just every day, on an everyday
No, just a few times. Like, it was, I think he went to a gym around the corner, so then he would use the shower.
Was he cycling to work?
No. I think he used the gym around the corner, then he would use the bath, the shower there.
Okay, okay.
But that gym toilet was really clean. Like, I wouldn't have used it otherwise. Because I get a bit iffy with gym toilets. Like, sometimes I'm a little... Maybe, I don't know if I'm being paranoid, but... I suppose there's no such thing with paranoid with cleanliness, but I always get scared. Like, what if I get what's that thing I always get scared of? Getting
verrucas.
That's it. I don't know why. I don't know who inserted that fear in me. It's just like walking. Sometimes I used to even walk with my feet.
Is that advert that was on TV when we were younger?
No wonder.
Do you remember?
Yes, in a swimming pool.
What the hell is? When they showed the verruca, I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely mad. Yeah, I agree with you, Vic. I don't think I could not be a bath at night, babe. I think you lot that don't really sweat too tough, like, lucky for you. Sorry, you're gonna hear Bella probably. But she's I cannot. I have to partake in the bathing in the morning stuff. It just makes me feel ready for the day as well.
Yeah, it wakes me up and I feel reflective as well. Also, and I feel so at peace when I'm in the shower, like, especially when I'm at hotel showers. And I use this thing. Let me get the name. Sanctuary Spa Salt Scrub. Guys, when I tell you, if you're having a low mood and you need something to pick you up, get that. And do you know what even confirmed it for me? When Melissa Waldress put it on her story. I said, I have something that Melissa has bigged up before it went live on broadcast. You lot, you don't play
amazing.
With me.
Let me search it up.
Don't play with me.
What is it called? Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. It's called Salt Scrub. Honestly, it's so luxurious and it makes me think, I do need to be a six-figure babe because I do need to experience these kind of things. I even went to go and search if this spa actually exists, but I don't think it does. Nice. Also, speaking of richness, Rihanna has now become a billionaire.
I know, and people are talking about eating her.
There's this really funny meme that I sent Jasmine. Of this, people are like, are we going to eat the rich then? Eat Rihanna. And then there's this picture of this little black guy, little black boy eating a burger crying. I still have to eat her. When I heard that she was a billionaire, I kept thinking of this song on TikTok and it was like, Jeffrey Bezos. Have you heard that? Come on, Jeffrey, you can do it.
No. What is it trying to say?
Jeffrey Bezos. I let me see if I can find it. Jeffrey Bezos.
Oh my gosh. There's something really creepy about it, though.
It it's on, it's stuck in my head. And so when I heard about Rihanna, I was like, Jeffrey Bezos. But yeah, Rihanna, she's now a billionaire. Do you know, I just find it so crazy that people make that much money. I find it so bizarre.
Yeah, so do I.
I find it so
But crazy. How do you feel about, obviously, a lot of people are saying that, you know, just because she's black, it doesn't make her any... Oof. I mean, like, it doesn't... Like, why are we supporting her just because she's black? Do you get what I mean? They're saying, like, you can't be a billionaire without exploiting people.
Okay, guys, cancel me. Cancel me. You guys already know that I still have my Amazon thing. My Amazon Prime. Jasmine can laugh too. She's been using it. So...
Now, why am I?
And... My favourite makeup is from Fenty now. Do you know what it is, yeah? I think there is... I need to read into being a billionaire more rather than taking what other people say. I do think as well, I do, can't lie, I do think there's something mad about reaching that money because I think... I don't want to just... I'm careful now because I'm like, where did this information came out from, Victoria, that you're saying? Do you have facts or are you just saying this? Like... Some people are exploited for people to get the billions. I do believe that. I don't know if that's the case for Rihanna, but sometimes when you look at some businesses where they make so much money, they're not paying their, like a lot of fast fashion brands, they're not paying their employees well. They pay them £3. And I feel like that really upsets me because I don't think you'd be short of millions or billions if you paid them £10 an hour.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So sometimes I'm like, let me see the practices before I could even say anything. But it is wild to have that amount because it's like, I hope nothing funky is happening.
Yeah. I'm the same and I'm kind of...
But sorry to pause you, Jazz.
Maybe I'm naive.
But maybe I sound like I'm justifying it because it's Rihanna. But at the same time, maybe I don't even have to have an opinion on this. Maybe I won't.
No. I am a bit like you in a sense of, I feel, perhaps I'm naive, but I genuinely feel... Like Rihanna made these millions because Fenty is just that shit.
Oh yeah,
and obviously I could be wrong. There could be some form of exploitation down the line, so I don't want to say that it's not happening. In fact, I pray it's not because that would devastate me because I love the Fenty beauty products that I have. Mm. I want to get the Fenty perfume. Mm. You know I love my perfumes. I can't wait to get it.
Still not available in the UK.
Yeah, I'm wondering when we're going to get that. I'm just really hoping that's not the case. And I'm hoping someone can prove me wrong.
Yeah, you guys let us know.
I thought that Fenty Beauty was in partnership with the same people that make L'Oreal and everything.
Exactly, so,
that is definitely
going to get you there faster, exactly.
Yeah, I would hope that people aren't being exploited in order to create the beauty products and all of that.
The thing is, I've seen a lot of conversations and I'm like, maybe I need to do my research. But then I'm like, even my own day-to-day, I've got so much to do that I need to go and research whether Rihanna and her billions. Do you know what I mean? But I will look into it because I do think the conversation about being a billionaire is interesting. However, I remember when Beyonce... So there's a lot of conversation online about how when Beyonce and Jay-Z became the first... I think they were the first black... couple to be reach a billion, or at least they reached a billion.
Something like that, innit? Yeah.
And a lot of people were cussing them, and there's a lot of conversation like you lot were cussing Beyonce and her husband. Also, I find it so funny when people say Beyonce and her husband because Jay-Z, okay, you lot don't have no respect for that man and her husband. Okay,
no, but we're gonna accept it because for too long. It's been a man and his wife.
Do you know what? Yeah, Beyonce and her husband. For the rest of this podcast, Beyonce and her husband. Yeah. Right, Beyonce and her husband, they reached a billion. So then people are saying, oh, but you're hating on Beyonce. But when Rihanna, it's like, yes, queen. It's like, oh, looks like we're not eating the rich today. It's like, oh, why? And I'm like, what is the argument here? Because you're not saying you're not doing it for a black person because they're both black. So what is the argument? I don't know what it is. But... apparently Beyonce and her husband have given a lot to charity, but I remember when Beyonce said that she gave money during the formation days. Do you remember when she did Formation? Mm. And it was like really a different side to her, and she was being more politically
involved. Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying like, oh, like, why is she only doing it now? Blah, blah, blah. Her and her husband are only giving money to look good, or all this kind of stuff. And I was just like, maybe they're only telling you now. And also sometimes people think because you have power, how do I put this? You know how we feel at work and we feel like we can't say certain things and we feel like we have to navigate in certain ways. I feel like some celebrities, especially black ones, probably still have that pressure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because I was going to say there's a song and I don't remember which particular song it is. I don't know whether it was a song or in an interview that she had, but I feel like Beyonce actually addressed it. She said, obviously, like when I was getting to the point where I am, I didn't really have much of a voice.
Mm.
But now I'm at a point where I can say these things freely and no one can tell me anything.
And do you know why she can say it freely? Because sis is a billionaire now.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Like she's literally on top.
Mm.
If she says something, even if people decide to cancel it, like she's Beyonce. Mm. Like it's just mad.
That's why I think cancelling doesn't really exist for rich people. Because if you cancel me today, I have no job.
So
I have no job. I have nothing to fall back on. I'm staying in my parents' house forever. God forbid. If you cancel Beyonce, and people have tried many times, does Beyonce even come up to address it? Cancelling doesn't work for rich people. It actually doesn't. I've clocked it. That's why Kevin Hart always laughs at you lot. Every single time.
I keep saying he laughs.
He laughs all the time. He does. Even my, ha-ha in his tweets.
Boy. Yeah, it's a sticky one, but I don't know, whenever I see a black person gaining wealth, I do applaud it, and maybe I'm part of the problem. I would obviously hope that that person would give back in some form or shape.
Yeah.
But I just know that usually the odds are stacked against us. Mm. So when I see a black person that is able to literally reach for the stars, I just find it admirable.
Mm.
So I don't know. I don't think I can eat Rihanna, you know. Mm. The other man there, I can, but
Jeffrey Bezos. Come on, Jeffrey, you can do it. All you gotta do is put your back into it. Okay. Jasmine.
Yeah?
I'm going to sing the following song. I need you to finish the lyrics. I run, I run, I rodo, rodo. As you can see, we are young, very young. Very, very, very young. Mofe kole fu mama mi. Mofe rale fu baba mi. Right, Jasmine, where's the rest of the lyrics? That's why, because you're not going to Whiskey, Jasmine. I'm taking your ticket.
I knew. Do you know that my spirit was telling me this girl was testing me? I knew it.
Guys, why is somebody going to WizKid when they could not finish off the words of Jaye Jaye? I know you don't understand Yoruba, but you could have done some freestyle. And don't use the but Vic, when you sing, I don't know the lyrics, I don't know what song you're singing, because I could have put instrumental there and you said nothing.
This is very wicked of you. I hope you know this. Very, very
give
wicked.
Me that ticket. Have you seen that TikTok?
I know.
Nah, piss off.
I'll be vibing. Don't worry.
No, I am worried.
I'll enjoy it.
Have you seen... Wait, let me see if I can find it. Wait. Have you seen this TikTok?
By Whiskey. No, please. What about Dundal? No, please. So we're sitting in the car, now. Yes? Continue. You don't deserve to go to the car. Give me the ticket.
Oh. I know the girl that is as well.
Oh, let me read her out. Sorry. Oh, my tracks God. Tracks me absolutely up. Love. So her at is JOWODAAA. Three A's. Oh, my God. She's so funny. Jesus. But yeah, give me that ticket, Jazz. Do you know what? Jazz even got the ticket by God, because I remember I messaged her and I was like,
it was literally God.
I said, Jazz, I sent it to her And she was like, oh, Vic, I'm not sure. I'm not feeling... I don't know what you said. Maybe you got your class for your holiday. I don't even know. You're like, oh, I'm not too sure, Vic. I was like, cool, cool, cool. Then I get a message saying, Vic, I'm going. I said, hey. Do you know what it is? Because Jazz's friend bought it for her. But do you know what? I saw a tweet that said, get you them friends that buy you a ticket and confirm with you later. I was like, Jazz has one of those.
Yeah. And I didn't even know. Honestly, because big up you, Tanya. I love you.
Hey, Tanya.
But literally... I around the time we found out that the WizKid tickets were coming out, I said to Tanya, like, are we going? Like, are you interested? Blah, 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 blah. And she was like, we were both like, oh, like, let's see how much they are. Because the Burna Boy tickets were a mad thing.
Are you going to that?
We were both, hell no, £150 a ticket. He must be mad. But I was thinking WizKid is going to be on the same thing. And if he is...
I would pay that, though. I'd pay £150 for WizKid. For whiskey? WizKid? I would.
I didn't have the capacity. But then Tanya just bought it and said, hey, I got you a ticket if you still want to go. And I was like, of course. But yeah. So that's how it happened, literally by God. Because I messaged you that saying, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go or whatever. It depends on the price.
Not say depends on the price.
No, because I said I'm broke at the moment. I said I'm broke.
You didn't say that.
And then 2 hours later, Tanya was
and I would have
like,
got it for you anyways.
So I was like, oh,
but it's fine. I feel like he, if common sense is in the building, I feel like he will add another ticket. Tickets.
Oh yeah, date. Definitely.
But did your friend use did Tanya? I know Tanya listens. Hey Tanya, did you use O2 priority? Did she? She did. I need to get my SIM card. Hey, I'm editing out this podcast, but I don't want everybody to be known about O2 priority because...
No, but the thing is, even O2 priority, even they have a limitation. Because obviously the whole concert could sell out with O2 priority.
I'm not telling it. I'm cutting this out.
I don't know. I think there's like a certain allocation that goes to the O2.
Did she use O2 in
it? Then, Tanya's not on O2.
She's got O2 SIM. Don't worry.
From my awareness. But somebody somewhere, I think, has O2 priority and they were on job.
Well, okay, I'm getting my sim. Also, do you know what? If I don't get tickets for next gig, do you know what's going to happen to me? And this is what happens to innocent people that turn mad. I'm going to become a ticket tout. I'm going to work.
Why?
I'm going to start working alongside the people that buy 6 tickets at a time from 8 different computers. And you say
what? They don't even want it.
And I might resell it 3 times the price. Do you know why? I'm getting sick of it. I'm getting sick of missing out. Because there's not really... Like, if my friend messaged me, like, oh, Vic, do you want to go to this? I'll be like, yeah, cool, because you want to go to it, cool. But it's always when I want to go to something. And I never really get that in my chest to, like, I want to be there. It's always when I want to be there that I can't get a ticket.
I can hear the passion in your voice. No,
Jasmine, I did the Thursday when Whiskey said, hello, there's advanced tickets. Went to go there. Didn't work. I had two computers, my work laptop, my home laptop, my phone. I said, okay, we move for the next day. Did the same. How many devices now? One laptop, another laptop, my phone, my iPad, tablet, sorry. Four things. And it didn't go through. I said, no. It was sold out in literally a minute. And sorry to complain. I'm so sorry, guys. I know you're sick of me complaining, but it makes you think, who bought the fucking goddamn tickets?
People must have been doing a mad thing for it.
Jasmine, I'm telling you, I'm linking up with the ticket tout.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Because that's sick. That is a sickness. Yeah, I know. That's how I felt. I think it was Beyonce tickets.
Oh, even me.
Like when, you know, back in those days when Beyonce released the tickets. And she released, I think she released about 3 dates at first. Couldn't get no ticket. Not one. She released another 2 dates. Nope. I said, nah, this is not right. Something is not right.
I remember that.
Literally gone in like a minute.
I remember it happened to me at uni as well. And I think I cried, you know. I think I actually cried. I think I cried because I remember thinking, I really, really, really want to see this woman. Like, I really want to see her. And it was just not possible. Mm. And I remember before that, those were the days where you could actually go to Wembley or go to the place you want to go. Like, let's say Wembley or Brixton, and wait outside and they'll give you and you wait for tickets. Or you could call them up.
Mm.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, can't I remember do that no those more. Days, actually. You could even buy it on the day, even.
Buy it on the...
at the box office, yeah.
They'll never do that now.
That cannot happen now.
They'll never do that now. Yeah, you have to camp outside as well.
Yeah.
To do such a thing.
How many dates do you think Wiz will add?
Maybe one more and in London, and then maybe do one like Manchester, you know?
Yeah. Like, would you... Say if he had a concert in... a date in France. Would you travel?
Yeah, why not? I think that'd be cute. That'd be a cute, like, weekend. Yeah. I definitely would.
Yeah.
I definitely would.
Yeah. Because that's sometimes an option as well.
But, Jasmine, I...
Even though Wiz would definitely sell it out, but...
But I even did that for Watch the Throne. No. What was it? It was, Was it when Beyonce and her husband were on the run?
Yeah.
So, UK tickets were Mazza to get. So, I was like, let me go to France. I think it was them. It was either them... Or when Beyonce's husband and Kanye were doing, you know, their Demonic album they did together. That's really good. They were doing that. And I remember thinking, okay, I can't go to UK. Let me go to France. Sold out. I said, yeah. Mm. Maybe I should just watch it from YouTube.
Of course they were going to sell out Niggas in Paris in France.
I know.
Mad.
Also, I saw this.
Speaking of Wizkid.
Go on, Jess.
No. I was going to ask you what your thoughts on the Justin Bieber... collab.
You don't need no other body. That's not even how he sounds. That's giving Justin's from the what was his first album called? Was it called Baby?
Baby.
When he had
Baby.
Oh. From the My World days.
It's giving you one less lonely nigger days.
Jasmine, are you mad? Are you actually mad? Do you know, I was going to send you, I send Jasmine so much. Do you know what's so funny? It used to be Jazz sending me bear stuff. Now it's me sending you so much stuff. But I was going to send you something, Jazz, of Justin Bieber apologising again for saying the N-word. Maybe I did send it to you, but I think it's expiring.
No, I haven't seen it.
So he apologised again on his stories, and he said, and do you know what he said on the next story? He said, yeah, I'm bringing it up again. I said, oh my God. I kind of rate it, you know, because some people think that they could just apologise once.
He has to take his flippings.
Yeah.
He has to take his flogging.
What do I think of you? Don't need no other body. I feel like, I think it's cute. Of course, it's not really needed. Like, if I go to a rave, don't play that one. I like it because I like that Wizkid, you know, do that exposure. I love that. Play the game. Love that marketing. Great. You know, it's good to, you know, stand next to Justin Bieber, you know, get that kind of cosign. Even though Wizkid doesn't need it, but... If you think about, like, strategically and stuff and the wider reach, of course, why not? It doesn't hurt anybody. And you don't have to play if you don't like it, guys. I don't mind. I was worried that he was going to be singing in Yoruba.
Oh, really?
I was worried.
I'm surprised he wasn't, actually.
Oh, Patois. I thought he was going to say, baby girl, don't walk away. I was like, I'm scared. But yeah, he did his little cute thing.
A lot of people are really in pain that Justin Bieber's on it. I'm like, raw, calm your tits, love.
Guys, it's marketing. Like, come on.
I'm like, come on. Like, you should know, like, what it's about.
Yeah, come on, guys. Come on. When people do songs all the time, they get Americans to jump on, like, in the UK, they get Americans to jump on it all the time. Didn't Wanna Roll with a Geezer? Didn't they get some Americans on that?
Yeah, I think, was it French Montana that was?
See?
French Montana is always on these random songs.
So, but do you know what I mean? Like, people do it all of the time. There's some remixes that we don't even know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like, true. What do you think is the worst remix you would, you've heard?
That's a good question. I don't really think there's any remixes I've heard that I get pained by, really. I get really happy when I hear that Young Pain song that you think is the Ed Sheeran song.
What, The Shape of You? No, not that one.
There's a Young Pain song and it comes on. The club isn't.
Oh, why has it gone out of my head?
Young Pain, man. I'm going to see him live. Is that a song? Is this the Ed Sheeran song?
No, it's not.
I love Young
Pain. I feel... Do you know what, yeah? There's some Twitter video. Because obviously... do you know which one I'm talking about? There's like some guy on Twitter, I forgot what his Twitter handle is, but he had a video of him singing that song and he goes, just come my way. whenever I hear that song, I can't, like, my brain just keeps going to his version.
I'm done. Actually, you were right by Shape of You, by the way. You were right, it is Shape of You.
Oh, it is.
But it's, he jumped on it, he jumped on it. So let me play it for you lot. But to be fair, I'm really biased to Young Bane. I really, really, really like Young Bane's music. Like, really, really. Like,
he
has this mixtape called, what is it called? It's got lots of Batman references. it's called HBK. That mixtape or album, I don't know, you know, you young people like to say EP, mixtape, album. I don't know what the hell it is. That body of work.
Yeah, what does EP stand for?
Extended play. That body of work is sweet. So nice, budget. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm so glad that he said no more music after this album.
I hope something changes minds. Because I really love his music.
Yeah, I'll be gutted if he's being
serious. What was the worst remix you've heard, Jazz?
I think it might be you know when Wiz Khalifa went on Adorn.
No, what was he doing there? No.
It didn't make sense. And it added absolutely nothing.
Oh my god.
It was so disappointing.
Oh no. Oh dear. Okay.
It was very poor.
Do you know what I hate as well? When people do remixes and the remix, the person who's on the remix, so like Wiz Khalifa, for example, his verse is going first. Why? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the intro. It's like, baby girl, you know, I've been waiting. Why? Let me ease into the song.
Do you know who used to do really sick remixes back in the day? Trey Songz.
Do you know what? Yes.
I know that bare people are listening are going to be like, what the hell? But I promise you, if you go back on YouTube, because this is when I used to do my illegal days, and I used to like burn it off of YouTube. Mm. So if you go on YouTube and just type Trey Songz remix, just anything. He had like a remix for Chris Brown, Look At Me Now, for MIA, what's it called? Paper Planes. And of course, Lil Wayne as well had the best ones. Mm. Hold on. Let me play the one by Lil Wayne. He had a Lady Gaga one.
Oh, nice.
Poker Face.
So... Wiz Khalifa, there's a song by Emperor of the Song, you know, working on a dream, how can I explain? We always running for the thrill of it. Wiz Khalifa did a remix to that. But I actually like, when I was younger, I actually liked this because this was the first one I heard. Mm. Then I listened to the original, I was like, sorry. Okay, let's listen to Adorn. Did you say ill?
Yeah.
it's not that bad. It's
not to be rude, but it just didn't. Mm. It ruined the whole vibe. It's like, yes.
Yeah, actually, do you know what the worst remix for me was? Oh my god, I've said this on the pod before. When Drake went on that, there was one song that Pharrell, Jasmine.
Oh, Rihanna, yeah. The Lemon.
Okay, I'm gonna get into the.
I still haven't heard it. Please play it for me because I didn't hear Drake's lemon. Bit.
Okay, also remind me of one of the worst songs to exist because I'm gonna get into that.
Okay. Matter of fact, I need a baby, I can rent it for your birthday. Matter of fact, I need a baby for the remix. Maybe I can get some fitness for your birthday. Drake, you're so embarrassing.
Like, he.
Why did he insert himself?
Like, he didn't need to. Also, okay, let me get onto something. There's been some drama with Nicki Minaj and Jessie J about that song Bang Bang.
Yes.
Is it Bang Bang Bang? I don't know if it's three bangs or two bangs. Firstly, let me just say, that is the worst song to exist.
Nah, that you're violating.
Jazz?
Nah, do you know that that's really harsh?
Okay.
Take it back.
No, there's no way. Do you know why? Because when I started to really properly started to listen to Ariana, and because that was on, that used to be on her top most like played songs, so it would always take me back to the top of the most popular songs, and that song would come up and I would be like, how is this in your discography? Bang Bang Into the Room.
You know you got it. Bang bang straight to your heart.
And do you know who loves that song? BBC. Every time BBC will play that song.
No, the thing is, I know there's a worse song, but because you've got it in my head, I can't think of
even
it.
Even the music
there's,
video.
There's worse songs than... Drake has a song that is worse than that.
Do you know what it is, Jazz? Every singer has their worst song. And I feel like Bang Bang is the worst song that Ariana, Nicki and Jessie J have.
But yeah, don't you feel like... Okay, sorry, Barbs, if you're going to come for me. But don't you feel like Nicki Minaj's reaction was...
OTT?
Was unnecessary.
1,000%. She could have texted Jessie J or DM her and be like, yo, sis, like, this isn't right. Like, it was so... And that's why I'm baffed, because you have all this commotion and this song is shit.
But maybe that's why Nicki Minaj wanted to clear it up. She's like, you're not trying to put this shit song on me and say that I liked it. Oh,
God. Also, have you heard this song by Adekunle Gold? Have you heard it with Lucky Day?
No, I haven't, okay. But it sounds like what not I'm gonna love. You don't make it easy, I love it already.
And I'll tell you.
Oh, is that the Sinner song? Okay, I have heard it.
You heard it on TikTok?
Yeah, because... Yeah, I did. And I saw it in the comments. I was like, I need to add it to my playlist.
That song is... God, please.
Beautiful.
Don't let me rinse it too much before I hate it. Oh, that song is...
It's too late.
Nah, that song... No, no, Jazz, I have... I'll be doing it. I have... When it comes to songs that I really love, I have self-control, you know?
You know, I don't. I tell myself, and I say it to myself every time, I'm like... There's not going to be a day when I'm not going to like this song. I'm like, so let me just keep playing it. But and then before you know it, I'm like, ugh.
You're bored. Also, have you heard this song?
I see she came with her nigga.
No. What is this?
She pulling her friends. Then we skirt off in the bed. Took her back to my crib. And I regret it.
No, what is like this?
I'm like, oh la, she gotta go. It's called Gallus.
Yeah.
Have you not heard it on TikTok?
Who sings it?
His name's called Capella Gray.
I've seen it in like the song. But you know the thing about TikTok is that you can't tell what songs are originals and what songs are like remixes that people have made up.
If you click on the bottom, it'll say includes blah blah blah. It should have whatever's made. It should have what.
Okay.
If there's two songs mashed into one, you hear it. Like it will say. Okay. It should say.
Okay. Yeah, man. That. Oh yeah. Let me play you the Lil Wayne song. It's absolutely sick.
Jazz. I remember this.
You remember it? Sticking it. Absolutely.
I used to love this.
She said, say she could fuck me right. I made her fuck her friend. Yeah.
Is this the one he goes, you can bring all of your friends to the day?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that unlocked a memory.
Yeah, I know. 11 years ago, it says. Yeah, that was when Lil Wayne was in his bag.
I see her, she came with her nails. Have you seen all this talk about BBL fashion?
About BBL fashion?
Yeah, like sometimes when you go on like Pretty Little Thing or like, actually Fashion Over is a better example, where it's just like literally BBL fashion, everything is cut out. Everything is exposed. Yeah. If it's a cute on the front, it's exposed on the back. Yeah. And people have been talking about like, literally I can't shop. And I've been feeling that lately. Like I feel like everything is cut out. Like everything is cut out with the love handles, or it's cut out where the where your stomach is, where your gut is, or it's cut out underneath your boob. It's like, it's cute, but then the whole thing is backless. So I can't wear a bra. I feel like shopping right now is a nightmare.
Yeah, I know. But this is why I think a lot of people are moving to places like Zara and ASOS, because they're obviously, they're not the most inclusive, I'll be honest. But if you're talking about BBL fashion, I feel like Zara and ASOS are a bit less on that hype. Like I can find something decent in Zara or ASOS or wherever, but I know if I go on PLT or Misguided or whatever, it's going to be something that's ill-fitting or not for my body shape.
I think it's something that they need to rectify. Because then you start to think, these clothes are actually made for people who have BBLs. Then you start to think, is my body bad?
Yeah.
Because I can't...
You start to feel your body's wrong, if you get what I mean.
Because I feel like literally everything in the shops right now, you need to have your tits... Like you, the fashion right now is don't wear bra. I'm like, okay, cool, love that for the girls.
Yeah.
But I can't not do that. Because you will think, what's going on there? So, do you know what I mean? It's not fair. Like, how comes? Come on. Even like some independent shops, like, I'm not going to name names because I don't want to bring independent businesses down. But it's like, I can't even buy what you lot are selling because, and then some people are like, why don't you buy from my independent brand? But, well, I can't because my breast is out and there's no support.
Yeah, I know. It's hard for the girls these days. It's really, really hard. I won't even lie. And I don't know, like, sometimes you just want to look nice without being overtly sexy. Mm. But it's like, I feel like with some of these clothes, it's like, it's a bit sexed up, if you know what I mean. Like, just, like, please, just tone it down a little bit.
I think it's what we're going
for. I mean, I like a bit of cleavage, don't get me wrong, but sometimes I want the titties away.
Even one time I was thinking, okay, I might start shopping for holiday stuff. All the bras, all the bikinis I'm seeing, Jazz, you have to have the underneath of your breast showing. I get that's cool. That's cool fashions.
Oh,
that, of course, that's cool. I want to rock that too. But what if I want a normal one? It doesn't exist anymore.
Mm.
I'm just thinking, what is going on?
Yeah, it's wild. I felt that way when the thong... No, you know when the thong bikinis came out? I was like, what about the girls that, you know, are not that confident with their ass? And you're literally, like, you have these beautiful bikinis and they're thongs. Hmm. It's like, please.
Also, I feel guilty even complaining about it because I feel like, I don't know, I feel guilty complaining, but I feel like other people may relate. When you have big boobs, the bikinis that they sell, I think they think I'm 80. Some of them are absolutely horrendous. I'm thinking, I'm a young babe. Why are you making me wear this elderly thing?
I know. It's the same with lingerie as well. When you go to the double D plus section in like when you're trying to buy underwear, it's like sometimes you don't even need to look to see if it says double D plus.
You can tell.
You just see the underwear and you're like, that's for me.
It's not fair at all.
Yeah, it's very, very jarring. It's very jarring. Okay, righty. Before this episode becomes a nightmare for you to edit, shall we get into Black Excellence of the Week? I'm still dying at that picture of Faye that you sent me. You know when they edited her into... Because it actually looks legit.
Oh, she looks like Little Mo.
Yeah, that is what she's going to look like when she's older. Like, legit. Okay, my Black Excellence of the Week is one of our previous guests from many moons ago, Hannah Lee. She has launched a new book for children called The Rapping Princess. It came out on August the 5th. Shout outs to her because I know, like, when I had Kaya, it was so hard to find, like, Black books. Of course, we had the old school ones, like the ones that I used to have in primary school, but nothing for modern age kids. Like, it's really, really hard to find. You'll find it, but it's so hard. So the fact that she's been able to create and launch this book for the mainstream and it's being published and everything, I just think it's really cute, really awesome. So shout outs to Hannah Lee.
Yes, amazing. I'm still searching for mine, but whilst I get onto that, shout out to Priscilla from Love Island and Miriam Musa for looking absolutely exquisite at the GRM. Is it GRM Gala? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wee, wow. Miriam, wow. Understood the assignment.
Yeah, it was mad.
Absolutely mad. Okay, my Black Excellence is this guy, I don't know what his name is. Actually, let me find his name. It'll be unfair not to say his name. His name is called Brendan Cobina. He's a 24-year-old from London. And he is now dubbed the Black John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
If you just type in Black John Cena on Twitter, you'll see it. It made me think, as I saw this picture, I was like, John Cena's actually Peng. But I was like, I don't know what John Cena looks like still. Actually, no, I told you, right? I saw John Cena on... Most of the time when I said his story, because people who are like fans of him be like, did you really see him?
Yeah.
Because of, you know, that whole can't see me thing.
Yeah.
I saw him when I was walking out of work one time. But this is...
Did you?
I used to work at Kensington. And he was... But this is where a lot of celebrities were. A lot of celebrities were there. And I was like, wow, that is literally John Cena. That's crazy.
Is he tall?
He's like average height.
Okay. Yeah, he is good looking, but when I used to... I didn't used to watch the reality show, but I saw like a couple episodes of it. He was like very strange, I would say.
Really?
Like, there's some wrestling twins, and I used to go out with one of the twins, and it's like his behaviour was just a bit... It's like, you know when... your perception of someone just shifts because obviously outwardly, because he does wrestling and everything, you would think his personality is a certain way. But then when you watch him in the on the reality show, it's like he's very much strict and conservative, and like he's just a different, it's a different person,
different
completely.
Awkward then.
Sorry, I have one more, just because I think by next week it'll probably be a bit out of date, but... Stormzy has funded 30 more £20,000 scholarships for Black students at Cambridge University.
We'd love to see it.
And his actions have also led HSBC to contribute $2 million to help expand the Stormzy scholarship program. So
amazing.
Yeah, amazing guy.
Alrighty. We out of here, lads. It's late now. It's like 12 in the night. 12:16. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Yeah, thank you for listening to another episode. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_BW.
I'm on Vic Sunusi on Instagram, Victoria Sunusi on Twitter. You can follow us on TikTok and YouTube at Black Girls Living. Also, please vote for us at the Bloggers Fair Award. The link is on our Instagram, on our link tree. So yeah, give us a vote. We've got not long until the entries close. So yeah, please do.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Have a blessed week. Bye.